Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two people have been hospitalised following a crash on the N13 this morning. Eggs have been thrown at houses in Carndonagh in the early hours of Friday morning. A Donegal hairdresser has warned that mental health is a serious emerging issue among those in the industry who are struggling to make ends meet. And works are to progress on the 31 million Uisce Airm project for the Buncrana, Ballybuffet and Stranorter sewerage scheme. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will be joining us with all the latest in sport. That's coming up around 5:15. First up on news, two people have been hospitalised following a crash on the N13 this morning. The two-car collision happened on the Letterkenny to Derry Road near Manor Cunningham at 8 o'clock. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene. The injuries sustained are believed to be non-life-threatening. Eggs have been thrown at houses in Carndonagh in the early hours of Friday morning. The group of young people responsible have been told to catch themselves on after being caught on CCTV. Three male teenagers targeted houses in Tulnery and Drumdue. Meanwhile, a homeowner upon waking saw the group beside their car and later discovered foodstuff dumped on their doorstep. Garda Niall Maguire says such incidents can be very frightening.
There's a gang of young fellas that in the wee hours of the morning, Donal, are going around and harassing people by throwing things at their houses. In this situation, they were throwing eggs. They may think this is funny or it's not frightening to people that are living in houses, but I can assure you, Donal, if you're in your bed at 2 in the morning and you hear a bang in the window, you don't know what it is. It can be very frightening and it can be very disturbing for an elderly person. The first one occurred just before 1 a.m. on Friday the 9th of February at Tulnery area of Carndonagh. Objects were thrown at the bedroom window and three male youths were captured on CCTV, and they were aged between 15 and 18. And we have that CCTV and we're examining it, Donal, and comparing it to other CCTV. Transpired in the morning that eggs had been thrown at the windows and walls of the property. And then later on in the morning at 1:50 a.m. at Donagh Park, Carndonagh, a number of male youths were observed beside a car parked in the driveway. They left when they were observed. And the resident then discovered eggs and other foodstuff on the doorstep and on his car. Further to that, at Drumdue, Foden, Carndonagh, a resident heard a bang at her downstairs bedroom window, and again, eggs have been thrown at the house. I'm appealing, first of all, to these young people to catch themselves on, and also, if anybody wants to give us the names of these young people, they are welcome to call in to Buncrana Garda Station.
Hairdressers are struggling with their mental health as a result of financial pressures. That's according to the Donegal spokesperson of the Irish Hairdressers Federation. A recent survey carried out by the IHF has found that the rise in labour costs, the extension of the debt warehousing scheme and the increased VAT rate of 13.5% is of serious concern. Rossa Danaher, owner of Rossano's Hair Design in Ballyshannon in Sligo, says there's many who cannot continue to sustain the cost of running their business.
Findings were, I suppose, very concerning. The biggest one, again, I suppose, is the VAT going back up to 13.5, 5 days statutory sick pay, and again, the amount of salons that have still their debt warehouse with the revenue. We do appreciate the 0%, but what we're trying to say, like, 5 years isn't enough. Businesses are struggling at the moment to extend that to 10 years. And again, I suppose it's been very scary, I suppose, when you see the stress levels that salon owners are under. A major issue there, we actually were very shocked, was actually mental health and stress levels, anxiety, just cannot afford to run a business anymore.
And what do you think needs to be done? As you mentioned there, mental health, there's nobody that can sustain that. So what do you think the government needs to do now to step in?
Again, they need to sit down and listen to us. This is a survey that has gone out to all our members. The 9% VAT should be brought back. It was one way of reducing some of the costs. Okay, statutory sick pay is something we probably welcome in so many areas. Might bring people back into the workforce, but we're labour intensive. So when somebody's out sick, you normally have to bring somebody else in to cover that. Again, the warehouse debt, a lot of salons have that. It's hanging over their heads. Costs have gone through the roof with energy, stock. We can't keep putting that on the consumer that's coming in through our doors. Unfortunately, the only people that are gaining there is the shadow economy, which has grown enormously since COVID.
Works are to progress on the €31 million Uisge Éireann project for the Buncrana, Ballybuffet and Stranorlar sewerage schemes. A planned water outage notice is being issued for Thursday to see the works go ahead. Sean O'Regan has the details.
There will be a planned outage this Thursday from 6pm until midnight to facilitate a water main diversion. This is to allow for the construction of a new sewer on Cockhill Road. The works aim to upgrade the wastewater infrastructure and make significant improvements to water quality in Lough Swilly and the River Finn by eliminating stormwater overflows, safeguarding the environment and supporting social and economic development. The outage will impact customers in Cockhill Road, Tullyarvan, Ballymacarry, Ardrovan, Cleena, Upper and Lower Ballymagan, Clonbosk and surrounding areas. Direct notifications have been arranged in advance. Most homes and businesses will have on-site water storage to provide a backup source of water for sanitation purposes. Uisge Éireann is advising customers to familiarise themselves with their storage capacity.
The Social Protection Minister says expanding child benefit payments to all families with teenagers until they turn 19 is fair. Cabinet approved the measure for families to continue receiving the payment for a child aged 18 as long as they're still in full-time second level education. Families of 18-year-olds with disabilities will also be included, with 60,000 families to benefit from May 1st. It was put to Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys that the proposal won't help child poverty, and she said it's making it available to all families is the fairest way.
We have a targeted payment for low-income families. It's called the Qualified Child Payment. I increased that in Budget 2024 for both the under-12s and the over-12s. This is a universal payment. If you start to have cut-off points, you'll have winners and you'll have losers. It's a payment that has served the parents and the children of this country well. There's extra cost involved in terms of sending children to school. We all know that. And it's a very popular measure. Child benefit is a payment that helps all families, all working families right across the state, and it may be the only payment that some families get in terms of any assistance from the state.
A woman is being questioned by Gardaí investigating the death of a six-year-old boy in Waterford on Friday. Matthew Healy's body was found unresponsive in a car on the outskirts of Dunmore East. Gardaí arrested a woman in her 30s at the scene. However, she has been receiving medical treatment since then. Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, Raf Regal, says medical clearance was given today to allow her to be interviewed.
They've now commenced questioning her, and the 24-hour period starts from now. And of course, it's worth noting that any rest breaks, any meal breaks or any suspensions for medical or psychiatric care will be taken out of that 24-hour detention period. So Gardaí do have some time on their hands in terms of the questioning period.
It's emerged the family of a person with disabilities living in Cork has been told to travel to Donegal to avail of respite care. According to the Irish Independent, chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Disability Matters, Micheál Monaghan, says he's deeply frustrated with the lack of services available to people with disabilities. He says the language and attitude of a national administrator telling the family from Cork that they could travel to Donegal if they wanted the respite service has to change. 13 pregnant ewes have been stolen in County Derry. Between 10am on Wednesday morning last and 10:30 in the morning on Thursday, the Suffolk Texel Cross ewes with red markings were taken from a field at the junction of Kilcreen Road and Altenure Road in Clody. Police believe a trailer may have been used to transport the animals. Investigations are ongoing to establish if the theft is linked to the theft of 50 lambs in the area earlier this year. Gardaí are continuing to review CCTV footage to identify those responsible for the theft of a large stone crusher in Castle Finn. The 42-ton blue Pegson was stolen from a yard at Fairn, where it had been stored since September last. Gardaí Niall Maguire told today's 9 till noon show the close proximity to the border is worrying.
This was taken from right on the border with Tyrone at Fairn, Castle Finn. It's a blue Pegson stone crusher, and it weighs about 42 tonnes. It's blue in colour. For anybody that doesn't know what a stone crusher is, it's used in a quarry for basically breaking down rocks and stuff into multi-size different types of grades of stone. Very substantial machine. It's on tracks, kind of like a digger track. Now, unfortunately, this wasn't discovered until very recently and was last seen in September. It was in a very isolated rural area. The owner had it put away there for various reasons, and when he went to check on it there recently, it was gone. It's an unusual one, but it's, again, the proximity of the border would be very concerning there. It would take quite a big lorry and low loader to take this, and somebody with experience to load this thing and take it away. We're looking into CCTV that's available to us. It's a very specialised bit of equipment, so the way this will be solved, Donal, will be somebody in the business that has noticed one that wasn't there before. So if somebody has seen someone that has a blue Pegson 42 stone crusher, now they may have bought it from somebody else innocently. Any time from September last year to now, well then maybe you could contact my colleagues in Letterkenny who are investigating.
The Taoiseach insists the final cost for the National Children's Hospital will be €2.2 billion. Ministers heard today the cost of the new facility has increased by €500 million. The Department of Health says in 2017 the estimated cost for the hospital was €980 million. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told The Dáil if government will not be providing any more additional funding.
We'll be open later this year, 2024. October is the target month, and it'll be open to patients in 2025. €2.2 billion is the maximum allocation made by the government for this project. We will not be allocating any more. €1.4 billion drawn down already, an additional €0.8 billion available to complete the project and commission it and open to children, and that will happen next year.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Public Expenditure admits there's been significant issues surrounding the hospital, but Pascal Donohoe believes it'll be worth it once it opens its doors.
When we see that it will provide space and care and have the ability to provide care to around 4,000 children when it is up and running in state-of-the-art facilities, I do believe the real value of the project will be clear then. But I accept along the way that there have been significant issues we've had to deal with in relation to the cost and the transparency of the cost.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Coghill Celtic will be on the road for their quarter final of the FAI Junior Cup. In this morning's draw, Dennis Owen's side were handed a trip to Tipperary to face Clonmel Celtic. Clonmel reached the last eight with two late goals to defeat Letterkenny Rovers in the previous round, while Coghill, they progressed with a comfortable 4-0 victory over Marie Oranmore. If Coghill win in Tipperary, they will be in Limerick for a semi-final meeting with the winner of Regional United and Pike Rovers. The quarter-finals will be played in the weekend of the 3rd of March, with the semi-finals set for the 7th of April. The final is fixed for the 5th of May. You can see the full draw on our website, highlandradio.com. Elsewhere in soccer, Manchester City there in Denmark for the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie with Copenhagen. Kick-off at the Park and Stadium is at 8 o'clock, and at the same time, RB Leipzig, they play host to Real Madrid. In other news cross-channel, the Premier League has approved Jim Ratcliffe's bid to buy a minority stake in Manchester United. As part of the deal, the billionaire's Ineos Sports Division will take control of all footballing operations at Old Trafford. The 25% takeover still needs clearance from the Football Association. Elsewhere in the pitch tonight in the Championship, there's seven ties down for decision. Leaders Leicester City, they play Sheffield Wednesday. Second place Southampton, they travel to play Bristol City. Leeds, who are in third, they're away to Swansea City. Elsewhere, it's Birmingham against Blackburn Rovers. Norwich are up against Watford. Bottom of the table, Rotherham, they play Hull City. And West Bromwich Albion, they play Cardiff City. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's one game down for decision. Loughgall, they play Newry City. While in the Championship, the leaders Dundella, they play third place Bangor, which is a big game tonight in the Championship. A win for Dundella would see them go 4 points clear of second place Institute, while Dundella would still have a game in hand. But both those clubs meet in the Brandywell on Saturday. In other news, Sven-Göran Eriksson will achieve a taste of his boyhood dream next month. He'll be leading a Liverpool Legends side in a charity game at Anfield. The 76-year-old former England boss, who has inoperable pancreatic cancer, will be part of the management team to take on a team of Ajax greats. The match takes place on the 23rd of March. In swimming, Mona McSherry will be in lane 5 for this evening's 100 metres breaststroke final at the World Aquatics Championships in Doha. The Sligo native qualified for the final, second quickest. That race gets underway very shortly at 5:45. Also second fastest in his heat of the men's 800 metres freestyle was Daniel Whiffen, and he'll be back for the final of that discipline tomorrow afternoon. And Victoria Caterson and Dara Green were both inside the top 20 after their heats of the women's 200 metres freestyle and men's 50 metre breaststroke respectively. In rugby, the chief executive of Sport Ireland says mechanisms don't exist to drug test schools' rugby players. In recent years, figures like former Ireland captain Brian O'Driscoll have highlighted the need for schools' players to enter the testing pool. But Dr. Una May says that as schools' rugby operates outside the IRFU and involves minor players, they cannot be subject to the same testing regime. Meanwhile, Wales prop Archie Griffin looks set to miss their Six Nations trip to Dublin. He's returned to his old club, Bath, after suffering a knee injury in Saturday's defeat to England at Twickenham. Griffin had only made his international debut off the bench in that game. In snooker, Mark Allen is in first round action at the Welsh Open tonight. The Antrim native plays Mai Hailong of China, with the first to four frames advancing to round two in Clandidno. Already through today, there have been big wins for Mark Williams, Barry Hawkins and Anthony McGill. Meanwhile, the World Snooker Tour says it's adding what it's describing as a fourth major by announcing the introduction of the Saudi Arabia Masters. The Kingdom's first ranking event will have a total prize fund of £2 million, which is only eclipsed by the World Championship. A 10-year deal has been agreed for the tournament, and it'll be played this year from the 31st of August until the 7th of September in Riyadh. Now, that's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Damage has been caused to the Cushlocker Community Centre in Dunloe. The lock on the front door of the centre was damaged, along with the key safe box, between 6 p.m. on Tuesday last and 9:30 yesterday morning. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area to contact them in Milford. An urgent request has been lodged with the International Court of Justice over concerns about Israel's planned offensive in the city of Rafah. South Africa fears the military operation could lead to more civilian deaths. Talks on a deal to stop fighting in Gaza are continuing in Egypt. Military analyst Michael Clark says Israel is pushing ahead with the plan, and it seems there's two options.
One is a very nasty process of moving people out of the way, or an even nastier process of fighting through them. Either way, the prospects for civilians in Gaza at the moment is pretty bleak, unless Israel says we're not going to do this.
Investigations are continuing into the theft of a Volkswagen Passat from Bridgend. The vehicle, with a partial registration of FY10X, is believed to have been taken from the Ellabeg Business Park between 9 a.m. on Wednesday, January the 31st, and 7 o'clock on Monday evening, which was February 5th. Gardaí believe the car was towed away as it was in an undrivable condition. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. The Construction Industry Federation says adequate planning process needs to be put in place to enable the delivery of much-needed infrastructure projects in Donegal. Justin Malloy, director of the CIF's Western, Midlands and North region, says the current process is lengthy and costly. He says an overhaul of the current planning system is vital. That's to ensure projects are delivered where needed.
The more resources that are put into Bord Pinola, obviously the better, because there had been delays, significant delays, for over a year and even longer, some instances 2 years, trying to get decisions from Bord Pinola. And that is always costly and timely. And unfortunately, it's the end user, it's the person who ends up buying the house, has to absorb all these costs. So if it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, in some cases 5 and 6 years, to get a project to construction stage, somebody has to pay for all of those, and unfortunately it's the end user. As regards making objections, we've no problem people obviously making objections. Everyone's entitled to make their observations and their objections. But what we'd want is that it be done in a timely manner, that it wouldn't take years to go, you know, if it's appealed by Bord Pinola, and then, God forbid, it goes to judicial review, that takes even longer and is a lot more costly. And this just slows up and stops everything. And it's not just for residential development, it's also critical infrastructure. We need roads, we need water, we need wastewater, we need rail. We need a lot of infrastructure, particularly in the Donegal Northwest region, which is, you know, has been starved of infrastructure for a long time. So we need a planning process that can deliver that in a timely and cost-effective manner. Because, as I say, at the end of the heel of the hunt, the people who pay for all these delays and all these costs, unfortunately, are the end user. And it often means that projects never get to construction stage. because developers just can't finance it or they can't get it through the planning system, and it just exasperates the housing crisis.
Thousands of euro worth of damage has been caused to a Tesla parked at a house on Aranmore Island. Gardaí are investigating the criminal damage incident, which saw substantial damage caused to the vehicle in the Scraig area between 9 p.m. on Tuesday night last and 1 p.m. the following afternoon. Anyone who may have information is being urged to forward it to Gardaí. A new electric vehicle charging point has been rolled out in Donegal. ESB says the facility at Donegal Service Station, Ballybuffet Road, can provide 100 kilometres of charge within 6 minutes. The utility says Innovate charging hubs will be a key role in supporting Ireland's EV transition. A contractor has been appointed to deliver the Eat Out outdoor dining infrastructure project in Letterkenny. Works are due to commence next week outside of Ungrannan Theatre to provide sheltered communal outdoor dining spaces. Provisions are also being included to facilitate performances in the area. Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kevin Bradley, says it'll be a huge boost for the town.
It'll be great for the facility on the Port Road there to get Eat Out and the have it sheltered, and the whole work's done there at the Ungrannan Theatre. It's a great spot. We're delighted to see this coming. Looking forward to seeing this started.
And obviously this is part of a wider project as well of enhancing the whole area in Letterkenny. So
That's right. It's
great now that work has finally started.
It's brilliant to see that the work started. It's good to see the work going on now. That corner the whole way up there is going to be all revamped and redone. It'll be a great job.
And as well as being a provision for the public, it's great for the hospitality and tourism sector also.
Absolutely right, absolutely right. Anything on the Port Road would be brilliant to see things happening on the main street there. That's what's needed in this town, is a bit of positivity.
Looking now to weather, tonight will be mostly cloudy with outbreaks of light rain or drizzle in all areas, lows of 5 to 7 degrees, moderate southerly breezes. Tomorrow morning rain and drizzle will continue but gradually clear to the north by noon. Bright intervals and a few showers will follow from the south, mild days ahead with highs of 11 to 13 degrees in moderate southwest winds. To conclude this evening's news, two people have been hospitalised following a crash on the N13 this morning. Eggs have been thrown at houses in Carndonagh in the early hours of Friday morning. A Donegal hairdresser has warned that mental health issues are seriously emerging among those in the industry who are struggling to make ends meet, and works are to progress on the €31 million Uisce Éireann project for the Buncrana, Ballybuffet and Stranorder sewage scheme. That's all for now from Highland Radio News, back again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, February 13th. The death has taken place of Jacob De Beck, late of 17 Glenpatrick, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, reposing privately to family and friends at McGowan's funeral home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorler. Leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:45 a.m. for Mass of the Resurrection in the Church of Mary Immaculate at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery, Stranorler, house strictly private to neighbour and friends. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu of flowers if so desired to kind of care of any family member or Martin McGowan, McGowan's funeral home. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Mary Brennan, Bakersbush Court, Shelburne Road, Dublin 4, and formerly of Hillhead Ardrah. Remains reposing at McCabe's funeral home, Common Bridge Ardrah, tomorrow from 12 noon until 6 p.m, followed by removal at 6:15, going to the Church of the Holy Family Ardrah for 6:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 a.m. on Thursday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, Sean Summerhill, Moville. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St. Pius X Church, Moville, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by burial afterwards in Bochan Cemetery, Kildaff. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. House private, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of John McCool, 562 Ard McCool Stranorler, formerly Derry City. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest Ballybuffet today from 7pm to 10pm and tomorrow from 5pm to 10pm. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11am Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Margot McColgan, St Jude's, 20 Derry Road, Strabane. Funeral leaving Quigley's funeral home this evening at 5:30 to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10am. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Kathleen O'Kane, Ní McDaid, Tairneagushug, Castle Finn, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Columbus Church, Donnyloop. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10pm tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Flowers welcome, donations if so desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, Donegal branch, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please visit highlandradio.com.